So let yourself get into a comfortable position. We can just relax your body and mind. And really, to be able to relax, the one who now is objectifying the body, aware of it, relaxing, and the one who's objectifying the mind, needs to be an inner friend. So you have to find that part of you which is there, that you have so available to others, the people that you love and care about, and your children and your animals and friends and clients and whatever. Find that part of yourself and now direct it toward you, toward your body. Just as you would be able to love and respect and care about and give the benefit of doubt to others, let that person turn toward you, toward your body. As you relax your body, let the body relax in the presence of that one who appreciates and loves and respects your body. You can even silently to yourself talk to it in that way. Your body, it's funny, the body and mind hear you. When you put something into words, those words are so powerful, they actually carry the image of what they're saying. So for instance, when you say to your body, relax, then relaxation takes place. You know, if you feel grateful, you say, I'm so grateful for you, for my body. You can feel it responding to those words. I'm grateful for so much you've done, taken care of so many things, all that you do for me. Let it respond to the words and to that attitude. And let the body just relax in that friendship and care. Now turn that inner friend, that friendship, toward your mind. Mind is amazing. It is your computer in a sense. It handles so many things, multitasking, multiprocessing, continual input coming in. It handles all your emotions, stores them away, holds them. Allows you to learn and to remember. Just view it as this wonderful instrument that has a huge task of handling all of your experiences, including your reactions and emotions and hurts and pains, and it has to sequester things into the unconscious. Let your mind relax in that appreciation and friendship. mind carries, and the body, in fact, carry so many emotions for us. But our attitude toward the emotions often incite other emotions, emotions on top of emotions on top of emotions. So one thing we can work on during our time together is to not push away the emotions that take place in your mind, but have a different attitude where you can say, it's okay, you can be with me. Where you experience the emotion, you experience the feeling without rejecting it or being critical of it. What would happen if the emotions that take place in the mind you accept as an inner friend? Just like if your child had some emotions, was worried or crying or upset or angry, you probably wouldn't tell it to get away and go to your room. You'd probably put your little child on your lap and be with all of those emotions with your child. It's okay, you can be with me. Just practice that right now for a little bit, that it's okay, you can be with me, whatever the feelings are, good or bad. Or you're not afraid to be with them in a helpful way. Like say you're really upset about something, instead of just being upset and then reacting to being upset and then reacting to that reaction and creating an upset web around the upset. What if you just say, it's okay, you're really upset, tell me about that. What's really going on? What's really bothering you? Or someone has hurt your feelings. Instead of building up around the hurt and how could that person say that and how could this happen, you just say, it's okay, you can be with me. You're really hurt. Tell me what that's really about. When you say, tell me what that's really about, I say that because usually it's about much more unconscious stuff than what's just happened externally. If you ask your psyche, it will tell. It will tell you. If you're kind, if you're an inner friend and you ask in a safe, loving way, it'll tell you. Just spend a few moments, just scan through your mind and through your feelings and the things that may be worrying you or whatever's on top that's worrying you or you're concerned about or hurt about, angry about. Just pick one and say, okay, it's all right, you can be with me. Allow that emotion to be there and say, what's really bothering you? And see if you can get into just a gentle dialogue with that. See if it'll talk to you. Spend a few minutes now doing that. So today, so this is your homework. Just see, invoke for, so for now, try to keep that inner friend in terms of your relationship with your mind. And whenever your mind has an emotion or it's becoming critical or acting up in some way, try to be alert to it. And then you just say, that's okay. You just accept it. Allow it to be. Allow yourself to be with it without rejecting it. You just be with it. And then, like you would with a child, you know. And then you say something like, tell me what's really going on. And get into just a simple dialogue with that. That's just the main. You can see, even if there's an inner critic, oh, you're stupid or whatever, you can say, okay, you can be with me, you know. What is that? Why are you saying that? You're stupid. You know, you're not stupid, you know. And so we start changing the way we are with ourselves and talk to ourselves. But the main thing is that inner friend and accepting the emotion or the reaction instead of pushing it away or building up on it or acting out on it, and then coming into a dialogue with it as a friend, not an enemy. That starts to change things. That inner friend tends to, once we understand that, it changes our inner home. So I just want, I think we should take, since we're all here together for a week, let's take advantage, you know, and really make use of these things, because it does change things inside, and it gives us a more meditative environment. Also, I probably won't be chanting Sahana Vavatu or Purnam Dav, because I'll just come in. We'll go into that meditation. I'll say Om Tat Sat, Om Tat Sat. Okay, instead of chanting. And then you can keep your own meditative space. And, okay? So we have class in half an hour. Good. Om.